I'm from Bermuda. I was born and raised there. My mom's Bermudian, my father's Jamaican. And if you don't know, Bermuda is very small, 22 square miles, and it's a British dependent territory. So I have a British passport, which means in America I'm considered an alien. I have traveled by myself since I was 16 because I thought I would go to boarding school in England, and then I went to school in McGill, and then I came to Johns Hopkins in the US. And I learned early on that I fit a profile. At first I thought it was a joke, but when I was going through Montreal, I got stopped. They asked me where I was going, why I had traveled so much, why I had so many stamps in my passport. And I was like, are you kidding me? And they said, no, this is not a joke. We don't have to let you in the country. And I said, okay. They asked me, where did I get the money to travel from? And I said, my parents. And so they finally let me through. And once they confirmed that I was going to McGill, they said, well, you know, we're sorry to stop you. You fit a profile. So I said, what profile is that? And they said, well, you're young, you're single, you're female, and you're black, and you travel a lot. And that's a profile for a drug carrier. So you are going to be stopped. So I asked them, I said, well, am I going to be stopped until these things change? Because the only thing I can change is my age, pretty much. Unless I get married, of course. And they said yes. And I've been stopped pretty much every time I've traveled internationally. I've missed planes, and I've been detained. I've had my bag searched, my passport taken, to the point where now I plan very carefully for travel. So I travel in the beginning of the day so that if I do miss a flight, then I can probably get another flight. I make sure I have lots of extra money in case I have to pay for a hotel when I do miss a flight. I make sure my parents have copies of my passport, birth certificate, and my full itinerary. And needless to say, I'm really, really anxious for about a week before I travel. One time I went to Jamaica to visit my parents, and I was working in Bermuda at the time, and I only had 3 days holiday because it was spring break, I was teaching. And my friend wanted to come with me, and she's very carefree, she had never been stopped. And I said to her, maybe you should travel separately. No, you're really paranoid. So I said, okay. So we got to the airport, and I told her to get there early, but Zena is never early, she's always late. So we were the last ones to get checked in. And in Bermuda, the American immigration is on the Bermuda end. So we got stopped by the American immigration, they took our passports, and the plane was leaving. But what ended up happening was because everybody in Bermuda knows everyone, 60,000 people there, they got somebody to stop the plane, bring it back, so we were able to go. So we get to Newark, and we were supposed to go to JFK to get to Jamaica. There was a strike in JFK, so we ended up going back to Newark, and then they flew us first class to Toronto, and then first class to Kingston. Then on the way back, 3 days later, we ended up going through Miami because there was still a strike in JFK. Needless to say, Toronto, Jamaica, Miami, they're all drug routes, okay? So we're getting off the plane and I say to my friend, I said, listen, don't go to the bathroom, don't buy anything, don't use your cell phone. This was way before 9/11. Don't use your cell phone, don't talk. If they ask you anything, make sure that you answer very politely. Oh, you're so paranoid. Give me a break. You're so paranoid. I said, okay. So she went off to the bathroom. She went to the store. And I kept walking because I know the drill. So they came and got me because, you know, they know you're traveling anyway. So I never actually make it to the immigration desk. They just come and get me. It is kind of funny now. So they take my passport. They take my carry-on. Take my watch, and they put me in this room. It's really cold, it's all white, so I don't know how long I'm in the room, I don't know who's listening, and I'm thinking in my head, oh God, am I gonna end up detained? My parents don't know where I am because I'm in Miami instead of JFK, so, you know, a little worried. So anyway, finally they come and get me, and they're always very apologetic. once they get me and they've checked me out and they said, oh, you know, so you're a teacher, you work with special needs kids, that's so great. You know, I have a child who has some issues, can you give me some tips? And of course you have to give them tips because you're not out of the airport yet. So yeah, you give them tips. You know, sorry to have to do this. And, you know, I always ask, well, why did you? Well, you know, you fit a profile. I said, okay. So I go outside. I look for Zena. Can't find her. And this had gone on for about an hour. So I don't know where she is. So, and we didn't have cell phones at that time either. So I go outside. I look. I'm asking people, have you seen this tall? You know, she's 5'11". Nobody's seen her. She's wearing all white. No one's seen her. She's got big hair. So I go back in and I said, you know, I was traveling with my friend, I can't find her. So then I see Zena coming out, she's got snot running down her nose, she's crying, I hate these crazy people, I hate America. So finally she understood I wasn't paranoid and she knew what I was going through. But in the last couple of years, it hasn't been such a problem with me traveling because now they're looking for a new profile. I mean, I'm still young, single, black, female, and I still love to travel a lot, but now they're looking for a different profile. They're looking for terrorists, so I don't get stopped as much anymore.